Words on Water.
Welcome to Words on Water, a podcast from the Water Environment Federation. This is the host, Travis Loop. Really looking at a lot of workforce issues lately. This is a critical area for the water sector. Very happy to be joined by June Lopez. She's the GM of Moulton Miguel Water District. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Travis?
I'm well. Really excited for this conversation. We talked in advance, and you shared some of the things that are happening in your district around workforce, and to especially with some of these challenge areas, but they're also opportunity areas, I think. Challenges are opportunities, right?
Absolutely.
So, why don't you go ahead and start letting me know what's going on. You're on the session about how this works in the real world.
Yes.
So everyone's talking about some of the theoretical things around workforce, but you all are doing some things worth talking about.
I think so. Today's summit has been really enlightening. It started off with sort of setting the stage about where the workforce is today in the water industry. And you've heard of things like silver tsunami, and we've seen the statistics that show that a lot of the population professionals in the water industry will be retiring in a very short time frame. And so this is causing a lot of concern about what do we do about succession, what do we do about future talent. And I see this as an incredible opportunity. I think the timing is ideal. It's great. Because while some may see this as sort of a crisis, to me, I see it as an absolute opportunity. And I think sometimes when we have crisis, it really makes changes happen the most rapid way because it comes out of necessity. So I'm very excited about that. And at Moulton Miguel Water District, we see these trends as well. And so we're always trying to anticipate what's needed in the future. So a lot of people talk about succession planning. I call it succession doing. And this is something you could do every day. And you don't have to be the same title to learn somebody else's job. The beauty of working together is you work together and you learn from each other and you teach each other. So when there's special projects or challenges, rather than, even if it's a financial challenge, rather than just having that department work on it, we pull everyone from all the different departments so that everyone can understand the challenges and possibly see the solutions and work together to find better ways of operating. And so with that philosophy of sharing, it really breaks down the walls of silos. It really makes the succession very natural and automatic. And the idea of having backups, I always say, in case you get hit by a bus, starting with me,
right.
You always got to make sure that the organization moves on, because it's not for the organization, it's for all the people that you work with, that you value. And you never want your lack of being there to hurt somebody else and what they need to do for the organization. So it's really about helping and caring about others.
Mm-hmm.
And as you look at some of the trends in the world today, look at information processing. The world is changing very quickly. So not only do you have to anticipate future retirement or future position filling in your own organization, you also have to think about what kind of a business will we be in 5-10 years from now? And what kind of talent do we need to cultivate starting today to be able to anticipate these challenges? So our agency was one of the first, if not the first, to hire data scientists and coders. And
when did that happen?
This happened about 4 years ago.
Okay.
And by no means am I a data expert. I don't even really know what coders do, but I have staff who are extremely smart. And I said, we have this challenge, what do we need? And they said, I think what we need here is better data. And how do we take all this number sets that we have and make it meaningful and make it in a way that we could work with those outside the water universe, like academic institution, private sectors, like Netflix and Microsoft? How can we work with them to help them help us find solutions? Because everybody wants to do social good, most people anyways.
Yeah.
But we have a translation challenge because our data exists in clipboards and files and cabinets. And that's not workable for a lot of these entities that have the highest level of tools, very sophisticated analytics. And so by cleaning these messy data, and that's what coders do, and data scientists, we were able to open up our doors to have these really bright minds within and outside the water industry come help us solve problems. And one of my favorite stories is with Netflix. Again, they volunteered to help us, and because of their help, we ended up not using $20 million that we had budgeted to build a seasonal storage reservoir for our recycled water.
Wow.
Had we not had access to their expertise, their tools, we would have spent $20 million, and we really didn't have to. These are ratepayers' money. And so in the water industry, we talk a lot about stranded capacity and assets because we typically always build for the worst, highest use. But that's not right-sizing. So better information, better data allows us to make better decisions, whether it's infrastructure or policy. So those are some of the actual on-the-ground experience that we've had in our agency. And as people retire, we have seen the transition. We've had wonderful partners through these innovative networks. We've had access to unbelievable tools and things that are only reserved for like Fortune 50 companies. And we are just a mid-size agency.
Is that due to your location that you've got some of these companies around you?
No. We are in South Orange County. We serve six cities down there, and we serve a population of 170,000. The reason we have this amazing network, number one, because of the staff that we have. I always believe in hiring people with potential, not always the tenure, because if they have great minds and great heart, they'll learn. But that kind of care, passion, commitment, I can work with that all day, every day. Because they're so invested, they are truly looking for better ways to serve, and they enjoy the public service. And so sheer nature of that kind of characteristics is they're going to like people. When they go out, they're going to be good to others, and they're going to be networking, talking to people, and then you develop these relationships. And I always encourage people to get out there. You're not going to learn anything by staying in your office. So for me, I do go out. I go to places that typically where water general managers don't go, because I want to see what else is out there in the world. What are some of the talents I could pull in? What are people doing that I don't know anything about yet? How can we bring that into the industry, to our organization? So when you start building your friends, their friends, and their friends, and then you start to meet some really interesting people that you normally would have never met if you just kind of stuck in the same place. So it takes a lot of energy. I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat that.
Sure.
It takes a lot of work because you got your work that you need to do, but then you also have to utilize all your free time to make yourself available, because you can't expect the world to come to you.
Yeah.
You got to go out there and search for it.
Well, it sounds like you're getting a tremendous return on that investment of that of that hard work. And so you're not necessarily hiring from the traditional pools that maybe the water sector looks for. You're kind of looking beyond those places and looking for people that bring, again, that motivation, self-inspiration, and you can teach them, you know, more about water, but you have to have that energy level, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I look everywhere. Because there's talent and great people. I always say it's not enough that you're brilliant. You got to be brilliant, and you have to have a good heart. Those are a must.
You mentioned before that you've got a really young staff, right? So can you talk about that?
Yeah. When I came to the organization 7 years ago, there were some gaps. And I saw those as an opportunity to make some changes. And I am a stickler about hiring. I think it's so critical, and I spend probably more time on personnel and hiring than a lot of my other colleagues do, because I think the quality of people is the most important thing for an organization. And what I look for is clearly people that have the ability, if they have experience, great, but I'm looking for the heart. And so when you go through that process, as I did, I found a lot of people with experience and tenure, but I just didn't find someone that had the qualities and the characteristics that I was looking for. And at the time, I was recruiting for a CFO, Chief Financial Officer. And I thought, I'm not going to settle, because this is important. We're growing something here. We're doing something. And I said, well, let's look at it in a different way. What about if I bring in someone at a lower level, but with extreme amount of skills, that maybe I can cultivate by having some consultants who are a little more seasoned, around them to provide supporting guidance and let them grow into the role. And that's what I did. And I also hired someone, not just a financial person, but a rate analyst, because, you know, rates are bread and butter to the water agency. Yeah, we always use outside consultants for that typically. So I've always wanted that capability in-house. And my board of directors put some faith in me to say, okay, for an organization our size, we really should have a CFO, and they're absolutely right. But I said, well, in the interim, let's try this. And I got consultants with a lot of years of experience. And you couch it in a very non-threatening way, which is, we try it. If it doesn't work, there's always something else. And what I realized is that there's more than one way to get the job done. And that's where I really started to realize, okay, you know, it's not about the title. It's not about the tenure. But I want the right skill set. I want the right individual. And with the right support around it, it can be extremely successful. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've seen. And so that got me thinking, well, maybe we could do this in other places too, in other parts of the organization. And when I first got there, I talked to all the board members. I talked to all the staff to get their ideas. I already had my network outside the organization. So I went looking for talent. And I kind of have this reputation as I'm always poaching for talent, because I want to bring the best of the industry into the organization. So when they see a general manager so passionate and caring about that recruitment, people kind of get a little, they take notice. Mm-hmm. And then you start having conversation, the value proposition. And then when I bring good people to the organization, I always say, great people have friends who are also great. So I would always say, bring me your friends. And if they bring their friends and they meet people in the organization, my staff is the best marketing tool, more than anything else, because people want to work with great people. And then it becomes this sort of a very energetic environment. And so that's how we bring in talent. And even if their skill sets or their titles or their experience don't quite fit, I try to look for core correlations and the ability or the capability. And we give them all the support to let them do something new in a new way and see how that could help us be more innovative and do things that we've always done it this way. If you never bring in people with a different perspective, how can you possibly see a different path?
Sure. Well, I mean, kind of one of the questions I've been trying to ask a lot of people is, what can the water sector do differently to market itself, to make it more appealing to the next generation? And I think a lot of these things you've said are part of that.
Yes.
Having people that enjoy their work and then become ambassadors for that utility, basically.
Yes, and open our doors, open our gates, because the water industry, I started in water in 2003, and back then, utility agency, we flew under the radars. The less people knew about us, the better.
Mm-hmm.
And the world has changed, though, the public scrutiny, the public curiosity, the information stream, and we're not under the rock anymore. We're not under the radar anymore. No. We're out in front. And that's great, because there is this wonderfully quickly evolving world around us. And in the water community, we've been very successful. So it's okay to be conventional. It's okay to be risk mitigated all the time, because, yes, we deal with public health and safety. And we've done well, so why change something if it's broken, right? That's the common mentality. And there's also some concern that if we do open up our gates and if people come in and take a look at, a really deep look at what we do, maybe they might find that we weren't doing everything that we should. We did the best that we could, but maybe it'll be criticized. And people have some fear, you know, fear of change, fear of saying that maybe it wasn't as great. Well, we got to put those fears aside. Because the world wants to help us, because water is a critical resource, because water is life. They're not trying to come in and tell us that they can do it better. They're not trying to demean us as water professionals, what we've done. They simply want to make this better public service. So if we could be a little vulnerable and not fear being criticized or scrutinized, and open up our doors and say, this is what we got, this is a problem that we have, how can you help us? A lot of people step in through that gate. And you have people like the Netflix, institutions like Stanford, UC Davis, USC, you have people, Facebook, all these entities that you typically don't associate with water, they do want to come in and help. help. So if you open the door, they come in. At least it creates a network of people. And when you look at not just the young generation, but me, I want to work with people that I enjoy being with.
Sure.
So if these different cross-sections of people come together and they share each other's story, maybe you have some water professionals that want to go into academic, vice versa. Let them see what's out there. Because no matter what profession they go into, they will serve the public. And the network that they create as people will carry them through for years to come. Because in water, a lot of the ailments in water policy really has nothing to do with lack of talent or knowledge or brilliance. It is the baggage, the political, personal, historical baggage. And we need to create a new relationship. We need to create a new way of thinking about water that is much more collaborative. That way, the solutions are always for the broader community of California, not just by geographic region or by the type of community that we have.
Well, it sounds like you have a really fun place to work.
Yeah, fun is important. It's so important.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, as we talked about before, I hope that whenever I get to Southern California next, definitely would love to come by and feel the energy in the air at your offices there.
Yeah,
I imagine it's great.
We always invite people. We want to introduce our people to those who visit us, vice versa. And the comment that we always get is, your people are so nice.
Mm.
It's an organization that values and promotes kindness. I think that's really important because, you know, in water, things can get very contentious. And no matter what the issues are, no matter what the differences are, we must always be kind to each other and be good people. And when you have an organization that buys into that, that lives that, it has an energy and people feel it. And it's very precious. And we value it and we're very proud of it. But people like yourself, when you come into our network, you teach us and you become part of that energy. And that's why we are only good as people that we learn from. And the people around us. So it's really sort of in a very selfish way.
Yeah.
Like, I want you to come visit us because we want to know more about what you do, what excites you, what you see into the future, and how we might be able to work together. Because, you know, there's nothing better than working with great people.
All right. Well, I'm changing my flight plans home. I'm going south instead of east. But very inspiring stuff. June, thank you so much.
Thank you. This is fun. Thank you so much.
Words on water.